Phoenix Audio presents The Obama Revolution by Alan Kennedy Schaefer, read by Ryder Strong. What is required of us now is a new era of responsibility, a recognition on the part of every American that we have duties to ourselves, our nation, and the world, duties that we do not grudgingly accept, but rather seize gladly, firm in the knowledge that there is nothing so satisfying to the spirit, so defining of our character, than giving our all to a difficult task. President Barack Obama, inaugural address. In loving memory of my grandfather, the Honorable Reverend Dr. William Bean Kennedy, this book is dedicated to my grandparents. Introduction. President Barack Obama. Tears of joy streamed down my face on Tuesday, November 4th, 2008, when the television networks proclaimed Barack Hussein Obama the next president of the United States. Dazed after a long day of precinct visits with Democratic congressional candidate Bill Day, I stared at the screen and knew that the 18-hour days and the stressful phone calls had all been worth it. The work of my fellow campaigners in the Tidewater region of Virginia had paid off, and we were finally able to bask in the glory of knowing that we had contributed, in some small way, to the Obama Revolution. 2 weeks earlier, I had watched the 47-year-old Democratic senator from Illinois address a full house at the Richmond Coliseum, less than 2 blocks from where he launched his campaign in Virginia nearly 2 years ago with the endorsement of Governor Timothy M. Kaine. Technicians had splashed, "Change We Need," across electronic display screens and dangled theater lights from the ceiling as an overflow crowd of 13,000 Virginians packed into bleacher seats to hear the Democratic presidential nominee talk about how his candidacy would change the future of the nation. Media coverage took...